live, dial in toll free, and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features on the site totally free. So enjoy those on us, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. We give it away. FreeTalkLive.com, main feature of the site, actually allows you to control the content of the site. You can submit stuff, whatever you find online that you think's interesting, maybe a blog post or news article or video that you like that you want to share with the rest of our listeners. You submit it as show prep over at FreeTalkLive.com, and then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like what you have submitted, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website over at FreeTalkLive.com. Coming up, more on the Osama bin Laden story. There are some more updates that have been released today that are worthy of a mention. We'll get to that. But last night, I mentioned something that was in the news, particularly outrageous, and I wanted to make sure we got to it. So we'll start things out with that tonight. From the Daily Press at vvdailypress.com. It's a California story out of Hemet. An assistant pastor and two elders from Calvary Chapel Hemet, were arrested for reading the Bible aloud outside of a local Department of Motor Vehicles office. Now, when I first saw the headline, I thought, because the headline is California Highway Patrol arrests Hemet men for reading Bible at DMV, I thought that was going to mean that they were inside Hemet's? The office, like making making a disruption by reading the Bible kind of in an official place of business. Now, I still would have had a problem with that because it's still a public place, and if you want to go to the public place and read the Bible, you should be able to. You should be able to go to a public place and read whatever you want out loud. But
however, you're going to run into a real problem there.
Yeah, I would have understood maybe a little more. Maybe I would have understood this a little more had they been inside somewhere and been making a ruckus, were asked to leave, refused to leave, and then were arrested. But that wasn't the case here. These guys were outside. They were outside of a government office, the DMV, reading the Bible.
Were they on DMV property?
They were on public property. The three men went to the Hemet DMV February 2nd before it opened, and one of the men started to read the Bible aloud. Less than 30 minutes later, he was arrested for impeding an open business. Oh, and you read something like that, you think to yourself, well, clearly he had chained himself to the front door. I mean, he was doing impeding. I mean, he must have been doing something.
How's that sound?
To get in the way of the so-called customers that were coming to the DMV on that particular day.
Right. They're not really customers. They're pretty much forced to be there. If you want to travel on around in a car, you've got to go to this DMV place and get their permission.
But, no, they weren't. They weren't chained to the front door. They weren't blocking anyone's entrance. They weren't obstructing the movement of anyone from coming or going to the DMV whatsoever. And I'm not just basing that on the newspaper article here. It's also on video. There's video footage of these guys reading the Bible out in front of the DMV and then having some cop come up to them and place them under arrest.
It's crazy.
So the men believed that they had a First Amendment right to free speech. Guess not. As they were standing in a planter.
Right, and I want people to listen to this. You know, the idea that, because, we get it all the time on this show. You gotta love the military, because if you didn't, well, if it wasn't for them guys, then you wouldn't have the right to get on the radio and say what you want.
Heard
suggesting
it so many times.
That people who have fought in the military have fought and died for our Bill of Rights. And I would love to believe that that was the case.
Me too.
I support anybody who's willing, who believes so firmly in the Bill of Rights that they're willing to die for it, especially if that death actually forwards the rights contained within the Bill of Rights. And I'm not going to say that some people in the military didn't die because they believe they're defending the Bill of Rights. I just don't believe that the vast majority of them died actually forwarding those rights. However, these guys here can't read the Bible on public property without impeding traffic. And I mean, they're talking about outside.
I wonder if they were reading an article from Penthouse, if they would have been treated the same.
I don't know.
So there's more here to the story. The men believed they had a First Amendment right to free speech as they were standing in a planter within the parking lot and were located on public property. Further, they were not interfering with any business of the DMV and were not yelling or disturbing the peace. 10 minutes later, a California Highway Patrolman approached Mackey as he read, took the Bible out of his hands and arrested him. As the CHP officer was arresting him and putting him in his patrol car, the two men who were with him, assistant pastor of the Calvary Chapel Hemet, Brett Conorado and Ed Flores, asked the officer what law was he breaking. Instead of identifying a legal violation, the officer asked, "Were you preaching too?" After continuing to ask the officer for a legal violation, Coronado and Flores were also arrested by another CHP officer
for asking questions,
who had come to the DMV and were also cited for impeding an open business. Neither Coronado nor Flores ever read the Bible out loud anywhere on DMV premises.
You know, the bottom line here is they can arrest them for whatever they want, but it may not hold up in court. It may be one of those situations where it gets thrown out.
Hopefully. That doesn't mean that it will create any kind of precedent or stop them from doing this in the future. In many cases, the cops know that if they do what you're suggesting, Wayne, and that is they just arrest somebody and then have the charges thrown out later, they know that they can get away with it. They know that it's going to accomplish what they want, and that is to remove the unwanted person from the government's property.
If a person is within their rights to stand on public property along a sidewalk near a planter and read the Bible out loud, then they are within their rights also to walk down the street. So if a cop feels like just picking somebody up off the street and throwing them in jail for the afternoon on some trumped-up charge and then dropping it afterwards, I don't want police officers to be able to do that. I mean, to me, that's a broken judicial system. Yeah. And I know that that's the case. I know that if you talk a little smack to an officer, you'll go to jail for hours and hours and have your day ruined.
Go talk to Julian Heichlin. He doesn't ever necessarily even talk smack to him. He just goes to courthouses around the country and hands out jury nullification info. He's been arrested like a dozen times for that. And almost every time, the charges are dropped.
Pamphleting on public property.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because cops should be graded, so to speak, on the good arrests they make. Because if you're a cop and you have 100 arrests a year and 90 of them are thrown out, then you're not doing your job properly.
Mm. Yeah, well, cops are rated on how well they follow orders from their superiors.
Unfortunately.
So, again, two of the men, they hadn't even read the Bible. The other guy reading the Bible, all three of them arrested, charged with the same so-called crime of impeding an open business. Jennifer Monk, Associate General Counsel for the Advocates for Faith and Freedom, says this is an abuse of power on the part of the CHP. The arresting officer could find no appropriate penal code to use when arresting these men. The purpose of the arrest appears to have been to censor them. The legal group has filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of the men who are subsequently released after the arrests for violation of their right to free speech and for unlawful arrests. So if we hear any more on this issue, we will certainly let you know. But it's very interesting to see this one follow what happened, I believe it was last week, where a couple of our listeners were arrested, also in California. In this case, they were arrested for having a sign and for having a mask. So this is, it's just so crazy. I mean, there's never any let up in the amount of insane stories coming out of this country. These just obvious, clear and obvious violations of the so-called First Amendment or Second Amendment or whatever, you know, you name the amendment, they've all been violated.
Generally not the Third Amendment.
And what about those Amish farmers who just got busted for selling raw milk?
Yeah,
there's that too. 1-800-259-9231. Yet, at the same time that things like this are going on, you've got people celebrating the streets about the supposed freedom that we have in this country. What freedom? There's not a single so-called freedom, it seems, that they haven't infringed upon or just taken away completely. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
So we were telling you about a story out of California where the California Highway Patrol has arrested three men for freedom of speech. One of them was reading the Bible. The other two were nearby. And they've been arrested and charged with impeding an open business, which I don't know if that's a misdemeanor or a violation or whatever it is, but it doesn't matter. These guys had their freedom taken away from them because they were doing something that the government didn't like. Somebody at the DMV didn't like the fact that these guys were out front from some local church group or whatever, and I don't care what you think about the Bible. I'm no fan of it myself, but I think people should be able to read it if they want to, and if they're standing in a public, so-called public place, whether it be a public park, whether it be out front of City Hall, whether it be out front of the DMV, I think they are fully within their rights to be there and do that. What's that First Amendment say about, the right to assemble? Yeah.
Peaceably assemble?
The right of the people to peaceably assemble.
Also,
Congress shall make no law prohibiting that.
Yeah.
You can't prohibit the exercise of free speech. You've got two real clear violations of just the First Amendment alone here. And yet, here we are. And yet, this isn't really particularly unusual, is it? When the government decides they don't like you for something, they can just come after you and they'll make some crap up.
People used to be able to sue for false arrest in these situations.
Yeah, whatever happened to the threat of an arrest for false arrest, a suit for false arrest? I've never even heard that. I don't think you can get a lawyer to take it. I've never heard of one of those going through. Not in my lifetime.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 800-259-9231. Is there somebody out there that thinks this is okay? Somebody out there that, besides maybe like the most vitriolic and angry atheist, who's just happy that some Christian was gone after... anybody else out there actually looking at this and saying, yeah, the right decision was made. We need to make sure our DMV parking lots are completely clear of anyone holding and reading a Bible.
Again, this comes down to obedience more so than anything. A lot of these stupid arrests are really about obedience than they are any principle or any law.
Maybe these guys should go back and actually take the DMV's code and start reading that out in front of the DMV. What was the real objection here? Was it the fact that they were reading the Bible? Or was it the fact that they were just simply drawing attention to themselves by being in public and reading something out loud?
I would suspect that some people were offended by the Bible, and mm-hmm. I can understand that. Growing up in the churches as I did, I found it to be an experience that I am not happy with. And I'm sure some people feel the same way.
They probably, I find your hair offensive.
Yeah,
I'd like to call the police and
right.
have you arrested for it.
Yeah, right. That's it. Just because I've got it, and you don't. The idea that somebody may have called based on that, but I don't think that's any good reason. If they were reading the Bible, say, outside my bedroom window mm-hmm. at 10 o'clock at night, that
would
be a problem.
Be on private property. Well,
yeah, not necessarily. It depends on where your bedroom window is.
True.
My bedroom window, in a welfare house.
My bedroom window is certainly, you'd have, you right. can read out by the road at my house. It's fine.
Right. I got you.
Unless you do it with a megaphone.
I don't think it would matter.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. I don't know if we're ever going to even see an update to this story. It's... a lot of times when things like this happen, we never end up hearing what actually transpired, but maybe we will, and if we do, we certainly will bring it to you. I did find it originally over at freetalklive.com, which is where you actually get to control the content of the website. So it was thanks to one of our listeners who actually took the time, they found the story, and they put it there for us to see. But yet another reason to leave California. I mean, in case you needed another reason to leave California after all their high taxes and continued increase in taxation and control and repression, you've got them arresting our listeners for holding a sign over, tying a sign to an overpass and wearing masks. Just these nonsense crimes. Mm-hmm. That they're just charging people with because, they really need money, don't they? You think that's what this is about?
No, I don't think it is either. I don't think it was going to charge this guy for real. I think they just took him in to hassle him. He probably said something like, hey, look, this is my First Amendment right to stand here and read this.
How dare you?
If he would have just shooed away right away, I suspect they would have just let him go. This is just a guess on my part. You saw the video. What do you think?
The video wasn't exactly in context. You didn't get to see the first part where they were ostensibly warned to leave. Then you did get to see just when the security officer, when Highway Patrol comes up to arrest them. And he immediately arrests them. There's not a discussion. There's not a warning or anything like that. It's you're under arrest.
You know, California is a lot worse now than when I lived there. But even when I lived there, I always felt like the state was breathing down my back about everything. You know, permits and when I first moved there to get a driver's license, you didn't have to give your social security number. And then 2 or 3 years later, I got a letter from the DMV saying we need to have your social security number or your license will be suspended and you'll be arrested if you're caught. This, you know, really scare tactic letter to get your slave number. And of course, that's how they track and control people is through that number. But, you know, I just never felt comfortable there ever when I lived there.
New Hampshire may be the option for you. We'll talk more about the Free State Project here in a little bit. Let's go to Sam, who is in California. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Do you feel the same way?
Well, you know, Einstein said to solve a problem, you have to define it, and we haven't defined it yet.
Oh, it's Peace Fest for your nightly dose of crazy. We haven't heard from you in a few weeks there, Peace Fest.
No, if it's the one thing we do...
Oh, she changes her name. It's Sunfest. It's Peace
Fest.
Well,
you know, government gave me a name, and I, like the Indians, choose their name, and I have a right to choose my
Good
name.
For you. Me too.
But usually it's something that I want to say, so if I don't get on the air, at least I said something like sovereignty or something that means something. Okay, but the other thing is, if it's only one thing we do, is to realize that Parkinson law that drives the job market for the trillions
Parkinson's
in waste
law.
Tax in jobs is behind everything that's happening.
Now tell me from about this Parkinson law, because I don't know.
Cookies
no, wait a minute. Peace Fest or Sunfest or whatever your name is tonight. Can you please explain to me?
The sooner we realize that, the sooner we can stop it. Because if we can,
please explain to me what Parkinson law is. I would like to know.
Parkinson law is that game theory that drives the economy to accrue trillions to the globalists or the oligarchs, whoever you want to call them, in jobs. They're paid in jobs. If we
can you explain it a little better for me? Because
work expands
well, okay.
to fill the
if
time available
to get
allotted
trillions,
to.
The more
okay.
jobs.
Never mind.
The more
Mark gave me the answer. It was very understandable.
Okay, the more wars we create, and everything's on a war scale. Drug wars, Libya wars, and now we're escalating the war. Everything's on a war scale for the reason, because it creates the most jobs. That means the most tax to the IRS.
Which branch of the government gave you your name, Sunfest?
Pardon?
Which branch of the government gave you your name? You said the government gave you a name.
I think she was just referring to the fact that her parents gave her a name. And thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Sanity not required. It's Free Talk Live.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on the site for free. We've got a webcam. Watch, listen, and get interactive because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things for free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? Man Venture Outpost carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned and members of the Better Business Bureau. Prices so low, some of them can't even be advertised. You can get an additional 5% off of everything with coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. That's ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Let's go into the email box here. This one coming from Under God. That is what he calls himself. Jet, actually.
Yeah,
is
Jet.
What he calls himself. Hi, guys. As you know, I listen to the podcast every day, so I hear the word government a lot. You have such a great platform for spreading the truth, even though at the end of the day we find that we have rebutted the same roadblocks of the mind. We feel energized because we've planted the seeds. These past few years have been so exciting. More and more people are waking up. I can't wait for the fire of freedom to consume the evil. Regarding government, yes, you're doing better, but I suggest to never, ever use that term. The government beast is so frightful and overwhelming to the average person. Almost everyone I talk to lives in fear of this giant called government. So when you say that word alone, their inner psyche trembles, and they become momentarily paralyzed from action and feel alone. Psychology is very powerful. We need to help others break loose. Instead, humanize these tyrants. Show them as vulnerable, and the masses will more and more reject their usurped authorities. Pull the curtain away and expose the midget with the microphone. Say instead, so these are his suggestions as opposed to just saying government, people posing as your government. Or men and women acting as your ruler or master. Or your so-called public servants. Or those who have found their way into some title or position. or people who have been hired to serve us, or meddlers or intruders into your life, or tyrants and power-hungry individuals, or those who have to seek to enslave you. Anything, he says, but the fearful term government. The word government psychologically defies their position, so we individualize and minimize them, and they fall from their false thrones. You have to trust me on this. It's a spiritual thing. The psychological effect of perception is a huge key here. Whatever it takes, just avoid the word government as a reference to the collective. I'm telling you, it's like the fear of the Borg. Resistance is futile. If you deflate this monster when you speak of it, you will see a remarkable change in people's ability to cope and gain resolve. Thanks, he says. Thoughts on this idea?
Well, you know, you often say men and women calling themselves government, which I think accomplishes that, too.
Yep.
He's right, though. We do use the term government, and I don't particularly like the way it gets used on this show. I do think that the human race needs government. I think that governance comes from the individual, and that people should be able to choose, how they're governed and by what organization they're governed. They shouldn't be tied to land masses any more than religions used to be tied to land masses, and they no longer are. If you take the serf from the 12th century and you say, you know, people shouldn't be born into serfdom or, be a merchant or a king. They should be able to move between these strata on their own. They'd say, oh, my God, you can't do that. That'd be anarchy. And if you talk to people in the 17th century or 16th century and said, just because you live here doesn't mean that everybody who lives around you needs to be the same religion as you. They'd say, oh, my God, you're talking about social anarchy. And in fact, that's the term that they used during the English Revolution to describe what the Quakers were doing when they had their own idea and many other religions, Puritans and all kinds of folks.
Mm-hmm.
Calvinists and all the different types of religions that were driggers, all the different kinds of religions that were going on in England at the time. They used the term social anarchy because, oh my goodness, this is, everybody has to be the king's religion. And, they consider these things to be terrible. I don't think that it's going to be any worse, and I do think it's inevitable. The people want customer service so thoroughly that government, as it exists today, can't step up. The people calling themselves government can't step up because, they don't have the same incentives. They're not required to. But I think that with the way the world is mobile as it is, and with the internet and information flying back and forth like it does now, that these old organizations, the way they're set up, they just can't cope any longer.
Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But I like his suggestion in general, the idea of taking the word government away from them and not going along with the idea that government is some sort of embodiment of human beings and what they're doing. That it's something more than a collection of humans doing things to other humans. And when you use a term like the government thinks or the government does or the government did this and the other thing, then it can sound a little larger than life in that way.
Sure. Like a big blob of like Godzilla or something.
Yeah. So personalizing it, I agree with, and I like your suggestion, Wayne, to talk about the people calling themselves government.
Which is what you do many times, and I find that to be very effective.
So feel free to call me out on it if I don't do it, because sometimes you slip back to your old ways. Like we were talking last night about the term we, the collectivist term we. Mm-hmm. The idea that we are in Afghanistan. Well, no, we're not.
We're not in Afghanistan. We're in New Hampshire.
We have nothing to do with Afghanistan.
So it is important to change your terminology and to really take a critical look at the way it is that you speak. And sometimes you really need somebody else to point it out to you, because it's hard to catch yourself on these things.
Well, Jet has been pushing this line for as long as we've been doing the show, I can assure you, and it's a difficult thing to change the way you speak, but I think it's worth the endeavor.
But the words you use in your speech reflect how you think.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a very important distinction and point he's making here. But, I also find that a lot of commentators, if I listen to other podcasts or radio shows, sometimes they'll use the word we in a way where it doesn't, they're trying not to be too offensive or too dissident. They're trying to make their point by saying, we did this or we did that, meaning the government did it. And I think they're doing it out of cowardice more than anything.
don't know about that. I think that that's just how people talk.
Well,
it's so ingrained.
Well, true, but I think people are still afraid to come out and say, you people over here are doing this, not me.
I think very few people are aware of that distinction. I mean, they may know inherently that it's the military that's in Afghanistan, but they're so ingrained into the idea that it is we, that government is us, that we are the government, and that anything the government does that they bear responsibility for, and that they are essentially part of that. And I really think that that's really what it is. I don't think that it's any kind of conscious choice on their part. It's just so ingrained.
Yeah, they'll call it the national debt, our debt.
Yeah, right.
I don't feel responsible for that
what
thing.
What you owe of the national debt, my taxes.
Or we're spending all this money overseas.
Yeah.
We are?
Well, I didn't spend anything overseas. Well, actually, I bought something from Hong Kong on eBay the other day. But
still, when you say we're spending all this money overseas on war, it doesn't sound as inflammatory towards the government as saying the government's spending all this money overseas.
No doubt. And so maybe that's one of the reasons why it became popular. And where did this start? I don't know. That's a good question. Who started it? This talk of we are doing this and we are doing that and we are the government. Where did was it one person? Was it a group of people?
It's all ingrained in the sort of nationalism that governments want to breed. Governments want you to be responsible for their problems or their stupid decisions. They need people to be responsible for those decisions because if no one's responsible for the bad decisions that go on in government, then everything would collapse. I don't feel I'm responsible for the debt that this government has, but so many people talk like they are. If they were to talk like that debt belongs to someone else, then it would change the whole focus of politics in America.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Line.
As a small business owner, everyone keeps telling me that I need to communicate with my customers more often, but who has the time or the budget to launch a new marketing effort? I'm working hard enough just doing what I know how to do.
At iContact.com, we understand the challenges and pressures facing millions of small business owners. But if you're not using email marketing, you risk losing existing customers and prospects. iContact email marketing lets you easily communicate with your customers, find new prospects, and start accelerating your business growth. And now, our small business email marketing solution is absolutely free. Not a free trial, just free. How many other companies will help you grow your business for absolutely free? Visit iContact.com today. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start using email marketing that gets results. No more excuses. Visit iContact.com. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start growing your business today. iContact.com. Email marketing for everyone.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-3030. 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And, of course, we invite you to our website. You can get interactive there and enjoy the features for free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you find there, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Whatever it is that you need to buy, it's likely that Amazon sells it. So go ahead and get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America, made for you. Ruger.com.
So there is a little bit of good news worth mentioning here tonight. I always like to bring whatever good news to the forefront that we can, because the news is usually filled with all kinds of bad stuff, especially from the Liberty perspective. This story from The Consumerist at Consumerist.com. In a decision that could have long-term implications for cybercrime prosecution, a U.S. district judge ruled that IP addresses do not directly represent people and thus aren't fair criteria for copyright holders to subpoena individuals.
Wow.
Torrent Freak reports the case involved a Canadian porn company that's trying to subpoena the ISPs of subscribers. The judge cited a case in which American authorities raided the wrong people in a child porn investigation because the actual suspects were swiping the victim's Wi-Fi signal. The judge wrote, quote, "The infringer might be the subscriber, someone in the subscriber's household, a visitor with her laptop, a neighbor, or someone parked on the street at any given moment."
The judge is right.
The judge nailed it in this particular case. And this is something that I have been bemoaning for a long time on this program, because I've got a connection where multiple people have access. I mean, this is a business connection.
Yeah.
There are a lot of different people on the same IP address, and I have no idea what those people are using my network for. I'm not going to, you know, monitor their packets.
That's your job to police
right.
These people.
No, thank goodness. Of course, the government may end up trying to pass some law that would try to make it network administrator's responsibility, all the traffic on their network, which would be insane and impossible for that network administrator to ascertain.
They don't mind throwing people in jail for things, right. Impossibilities.
But as of right now, it looks like things are moving in the right direction as far as how this situation is interpreted. The judge noted that connecting IP addresses to individuals in porn cases could ruin the reputations of those who are falsely connected with the material. A law expert quoted in the story says the ruling could affect future download-oriented lawsuits. And this goes right to the issue of you've got these like grandmas that have been charged with criminal, you know, they've been charged with criminal acts or copyright violations because they had MP3s on their computer. Well, maybe they downloaded them, or maybe it was the 9-year-old child that was there that weekend that that downloaded
them. Indeed, and you know, then what are you asking a grandparent to do, to throw their grandchild under the bus? I mean, that's sick.
Right, and so we've seen these cases where adults have been prosecuted for things that they may or may not have done simply because their name was the name that was on the invoice. That they were the person who had the account with the cable company or, you know, the DSL line, and so therefore they're on the hook for all of the things that are done with their internet connection. Now, you can go and do what's called war driving, which is this, it's kind of like a geek thing, where they you get a laptop, you open up the kind of the, I guess, the Wi-Fi card on the laptop. There's a piece of software that you can run, and as you're driving down the street, it's just pinging up on the screen all of the different networks that are around, everything that it kind of sniffs out, the different Wi-Fi networks that are available, and the, you know, that people will do this just for fun to see what's out there and what, how many networks are secured and how many of them are not secured. And it's just kind of interesting to go around and look at how many networks are just wide open. Plenty of people get that router and they turn it on and they don't do any kind of security whatsoever. And so it's just a matter of, like this judge says here, somebody, you know, some creepy guy in the van pulls up next to your house. He's got his laptop and is downloading, you know, child pornography or something like that on your internet connection. And you have no idea that that's going on.
Yeah, they make products for this. Wayne, I think you've got one right here.
What are you showing us there,
this
Wayne?
This is a Wi-Fi signal finder.
A Wi-Fi signal finder.
So you don't even have to open up your laptop. And
right.
Now with the smartphones, you can do it right on your phone.
Yep, that's right.
You can see all the Wi-Fi signals wherever you are. It's hard to really pick up a clean one if you're moving. But if you stop every few blocks, you can find them all.
So you've got that situation, and then even if you do have a password on your Wi-Fi router, a lot of people get their router, and they never change the default password. So
no.
Log in as admin, and then try password as the password, or admin.
Yep.
And you probably get into most of the secured routers out there.
A lot of people,
a
lot of people with a lot of accounts all over the place using password as their password.
And there's also ways to hack those, too.
Although that's true. That takes a little bit more effort and technical expertise and know-how. Somebody who just wants to get on an internet connection, it'd be quicker for them to just simply drive around till they find an open spot and then hop in there.
Most of the time it's just somebody who wants to check their email real quick on the road and maybe they can't get it on their phone or something.
Right. So this is good news. There's not much more to the story than this. It is obviously a district court, so whether or not this is going to end up being, you know, appealed up or if there will be if there will be more detail on this, we don't know at this time. But it's good to see that at least some of the robed men in this country have a level of competence when it comes to these technical issues.
Haven't lost their minds completely.
Yeah. So 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Now, that's not to say that all of a sudden the government's going to stop going after people. Because remember, the government can say one thing, or the government people can say one thing in one area and then do something completely different. It doesn't matter. We've seen so many instances, like Carlos Miller from the Photography's Not a Crime blog, how he had a criminal case or a case that he brought against the Miami government people, that essentially they put out a notice to all their Miami transit cops that said, you need to respect people's rights to have a video camera. You need to stop harassing people with video cameras or still cameras. You need to stop this. They ostensibly printed this out and placed it at the kiosks where these security officers work to give them a heads up. Hey, this is important. We have made this decision. You need to stop. But they didn't stop. He went back to the security place and tried to, you know, to test their security by bringing out a video camera with our friends from Adam and Adamo and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com. They all went down there just to kind of test the waters and see if anything had changed. And no, they still got harassed by the transit cops. So it doesn't matter in many cases what the government people tell their own goons. They'll go ahead and continue doing whatever it is that they want to do, because they know that there's not really anything that's going to happen to them. Oh, so they've disobeyed what the man in the robe said? Oh, we'll just get a slap on the hand. Maybe another memo will be released. And
if they even get a slap on the hand.
Right, and then the government people can pat themselves on the back and pretend like they actually, you know, can communicate things and change how they operate. Turns out they just do whatever it is they want to do. But nonetheless, you know, for what it's worth, It's a good decision from a court.
Yeah, I prefer the good decisions to the bad ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The bad ones they'll enforce immediately.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can, of course, take control of the airways. Now, as I mentioned, there's not really a lot of good news out there, so we'll give you some of the other bad news here, including the news about the medical marijuana industry and how it is that in most states, it's not looking too good. You know, this whole nullification thing that Mark's been pushing on the air here recently, it sounded good to me. I mean, I'm not opposed to the idea of nullification, and I'm still not
explain it.
Technically opposed. Why don't you explain it, Mark?
Nullification is when a state uses its own legal power to nullify the federal government's laws in certain areas. So if the federal government says that marijuana is illegal for the use of medicine, but a state decides to make it legal for the use of medicine, then functionally, the people can go about in the state doing what they want, and hopefully they won't be harassed.
Now, one of the important or most critical aspects of this idea of nullification, and the concept is they're standing on the Tenth Amendment, which says that the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states or reserved to the states, respectively. So that's kind of what they're standing on when they go with this nullification thing. And it requires, the main requirement is that the state government people have a little bit of backbone. That they would have to be able to tell the federal government no. In a few instances. One, they'd have to tell the government, no, we don't want your money. Because usually when you nullify some sort of rule by the federal government, it probably means that they're not going to send money. So, for instance, in New Hampshire, there's no law that requires adults to wear seatbelts. As a result, New Hampshire state government does not get federal funds.
It's $1.3 million.
A certain amount of highway funds that all the other states receive. Because they don't. Follow the federal government's guidelines in that case. So we'll come back and tell you what's going on with nullification. It's not good news. Hour number two is next. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.